Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show here on this Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. This beautiful sunny day here in Michigan. It's great to be with you tonight. And I don't just say that to sound cliche or anything like that, or just something to say. When I say something like, it's great to be with you here on the show, I really mean it. Because I love doing this. Love being able to come online and talk to you guys, bring you the word of the Lord. You know, some current events and fun and that, and talk sports with you guys. And I love it. I pray that God will bless you for tuning in to the show tonight. As I know God has things for you if you are just ready to receive tonight. And I just want to start off by saying hello to all of you, wherever you may be streaming from, geographically, as well as whatever device you are on. Obviously, this can be heard worldwide because it's the World Wide Web. www. Even though we never say www anymore. But when I was little, we were. By little, I mean from about 5 or 6 till I was about 12. When we stopped saying www dot all the time. But so glad to have you. I'm here at McDonald's, as I always am. I mean, normally. Here at 1711 South Saginaw Road, here in Midland. If you're coming south, we're on the left-hand side. Coming north, we're on the right. We are southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office and northwest of a Admiral/Marathon gas station. And we're also directly across the street from a Kmart store and a Save-A-Lot grocery store. Hard to believe that Kmart's still here. They've basically all but left this area. There's one in Mount Pleasant left, Clio. I believe Grayling, but Grayling's like almost 2 hours away, but as far as like within an hour, all we have left for Kmart is Clio and Mount Pleasant. And still Midland. So maybe the distance is maybe why we still have a Kmart. I think it is. I want to let you know about this really cool place. This really cool outdoor water park down in Metro Detroit area. This is in Waterford. It's near Telegraph Road. It's called Waterford Oaks Water Poke. Very nice water park. Outdoor water park. Fun for the whole family. And they have something for all ages. They have, it consists of a wave pool and water slide are the two featured attractions. Water slide is really quite large. You have to go up a ton of steps to get up there. The wave pool is huge, too. They also have a good-sized spray pad for smaller kids. As I would never recommend you take your child younger than, like, 7 or 8. I would never let them be in the wave pool by themselves if they were, like, younger than, like, 8. Those waves can be pretty heavy. But it's a very fun experience. You have a lot of fun. It's about an hour and 40 minutes from or so from here in the Midland area. More or less, depending on where you are. Obviously, from Flint area or something, it cuts it down to less than an hour. Hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the weekends right now. Admission rate, $9 for all, Monday to Friday. Saturday and Sunday, $11 for Oakland County residents, $14 for non-residents. So you save money if you go during the week. Looks like I might go there on Friday. I'm believing for good weather. If we can have real good weather and it can be like real nice and sunny, then I'll probably go. If not, then I won't go. Depends on the weather because went there two different times last summer, greatly enjoyed it both times. If I lived in that area, I'd be there at the very least twice because I enjoy the wave pool and that, and the slide is awesome. And it gives you that big wave, that big water park feel like you might get at some of the hotels. But it's like at a different level. Is it higher or lower? No. No, it depends on what you're looking for. Because Waterford Oaks has a swimming pool where the waves can be on or off depending on the time. And most of these water parks that you see at hotels don't have any kind of like traditional swimming pool in them at all. Have you noticed that, Jenny? I just got help from my assistant. She just verified that with me, that of the ones she's been to and the ones I've been to, as I've been to a couple myself, they don't have a quote unquote traditional swimming pool that is like right inside the water park. So the nice thing about this is that you can, the perfect water park to me though would have a wave pool where sometimes the waves are on, other times the waves are off. It would also have many different slides. This one only has one. It'd have the play areas for the kids. And then it would have, like, all kinds of chairs and that to sunbathe in outside or, if inside, a hot tub. Waterford Oaks, in my book, gets a very high grade. So, it's awesome. awesome. You know, when you go to a place like that, in an area like that, you see people from all different walks of life. It's part of what I like about the Detroit area so much is that it's not all just one or two different groups of people like it is up here. Up here, it's mostly one or two different groups. Down there, you see all different kinds. And I'm not just talking about Waterford Oaks. I'm talking about Detroit area as a whole. In fact, one day I was down there at Great Lakes Crossing Outlets. This was last summer, around back to school time, like a week and a half, like about just over a week before the kids, most of the kids were going to go back to school. I had heard people from five different countries: Lebanon, Canada, a European country, a Chinese, and then another country. I forget which one, though. But five different countries, plus, of course, America. That is very diverse, extremely diverse, because it's like a lot of different countries. Up here, you go to like the mall here, it'll be mostly people from here, and then maybe a couple people from other countries, and that'll be about it. But that to say, it's a lot more cosmopolitan. So, for a while, I like it. Now, they do have a concession at Waterford Oaks. I don't know how it is. Know what I, because I care, because what I care most about is about the wave pool and the slide. And sitting out in the sun. Not as much the food. And I figure, can always go somewhere else to eat. I'm just here to have a good time. And so, go check that place out if you'd like. Also, Midland County Fair starts this Sunday, August 12th, runs through August 18th. I need to remind you of something, though. On Sunday, there are no rides. So if your kids are hoping to go on rides, don't take them Sunday. You can take them Monday to Saturday, though. Rides are generally open 1 p.m. to 11 p.m., Monday to Saturday, with the exception of Tuesday and Saturday. On Tuesday, it's open noon to 11. On Saturday, it's open noon till, from what I've heard, generally around 10 p.m. Prices? There is a $5 parking fee to park at the fairgrounds. You can park at nearby businesses. However, if you wish, I'm telling it like it is. I hope I don't get in trouble. I don't want someone from Meyer or that parking lot by Olive Garden or Applebee's lot or one of those other places calling in and said, you told all these people they could park here to go to the fair. But you can park there and save yourself the $5. you plan on going more than like 3 times, then it's worth it to get the week-long parking pass, which is $15. You can just come and go as you please. Walk-ins to the fair, always free. Always free, Midland Fair. Ride bracelets, $20 if you get them online before the start of the fair. Otherwise, $25 for the day per person to ride rides. Except for on Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday noon to 5, Thursday 1 to 5, which family day reduced rate wristbands, in which case they are $15 per person. But for 25, it's all day, but for Tuesday and Thursday, you only get to stay to 5 to ride the rides. This year, Midway Entertainment is provided by North American Midway Entertainment, which is the same company that's been here for the last 4 Midland County Fairs. Well, as you can expect to see, of course, other than like the Ferris wheel, Tilt-A-Whirl Sizzler, include Himalaya, Ring of Fire, The Freakout, and The Sizzler. This past Midland County Fair did not have as many thriller rides as even Saginaw Fair that I was just at. Maybe this year we'll do better. I do plan to do a live show for Midland County Fair. It will not be Monday night. It'll be probably Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure yet. I'll let you know on Monday what I decide to do, because I want to give you kind of some of like the sounds of it and fill you in on, you know, what kinds of fair food they have. And that, as fair food is delicious, albeit pricey. I wish they all had an all-you-can-eat fair pass for the day. Don't you, Jenny?
Oh, yeah. That'd be
the best thing. I'd love to, like, for, like, $15 or $20, just have an all-you-can-eat fair food pass for the day, and you can just go up there, get all the drinks you want, all the fries, all the elephant ear, all the whatever you want. And it would be awesome. I'd gladly pay it because I would eat a lot more fair food if it was cheaper. I really would. But since no one chose to call in and reveal that question, the answer to that question I asked last night, what one of my favorite fair foods is, the answer is elephant ear. Elephant ear, one of my fair food favorites. Try to have myself get at very least one per summer fair somewhere, whether it be Midland or somewhere else. And they are delectable. I just like it as is with that cinnamon sugar that comes on top of it. And all you can use napkins because of all that sugar. You need a napkin. Do not touch your phone unless you have wet napkins. Please. after you've eaten it, because otherwise it can be a sticky situation. You will get some on your shirt, more than likely, unless you're like the neatest eater anywhere. So, you just want to have a plan. Also, some of my other fair food favorites include the vinegar fries and the corn dogs. I don't do the caramel apples or really the funnel cake, unless someone else does the funnel cake, because I like to stick to more summery and fried foods at the fair. That's what I try to stick to. That's why I don't do the caramel apples. That's why I don't get a slushy there. It's so high priced, I'll just get a pop. And if someone asks me, what do I try to get the cheapest there? The soda. Because then that way I have more money for the food. So. It's awesome. But the fair is coming and I'm ready to have a good time, eat some good food. Take at least a couple spins on the Himalaya and a few high rides on the Freak Out and upside down rides on the Ring of Fire. And hopefully some more spinning and upside down and way high up on a few more rides. Hopefully they'll bring a few more rides this year, because they have the space to do it. And I'm ready. However, it looks like I might be at Cedar Point next Friday. And obviously, anyone that knows me, my relationship with thrill rides, you would know that Cedar Point, to me at least, is the king of all. They have so many different big roller coasters. They have more world-breaking roller coasters, world record-breaking roller coasters than anywhere else on Earth. And it's only 4 hours from here. That's it. And I don't take that for granted, because I go basically every year. Every single year since 2008 to Cedar Point. Past 1 year, I went twice. And Cedar Point, America's Rock and Roller Coast, every time. And I should say, regardless of how long some of the lines are, you may have to wait in and what have you, it's always worth it to get to ride at least a few of some of the biggest, baddest, highest, fastest, steepest roller coasters that Earth has to, and that amazement park is the best one I've ever been to be honest with you. Although I do really like Kings Island. In fact, I have unfinished business to do there at that amusement park. You heard me right when I called Cedar Point an amazement park, because they used to use that as one of their slogans like just over 20 years ago. I don't know why they don't use it now, because they've really ramped up their ride offerings since then. Because they got rid of that after like 96 or 97. Before I get into the real meat of the show, I'm going to list off like the huge, big time roller coasters that they've added since 97 when they got rid of the name, that slogan, the Amazement Park. 2000, Millennium Force, 300 feet, 93 miles an hour. 2002, Wicked Twister, over 200 feet, huge acceleration right from the get-go. Let's go to 2003, Top Thrill Dragster, biggest roller coaster in terms of height and speed, second biggest on Earth still to this day. 420 feet, 120 miles per hour. Top Thrill Dragster. 2007. Maverick. 90 degree bank turn. 65 miles per hour. 150 feet. 2013. Gatekeeper. 2015. Ruguru. 2016. Valravn, nearly 200 feet, 70 miles per hour, dead stop for 4 seconds during the middle of the ride. 2018, Steel Vengeance, tallest and fastest partial wooden roller coaster in the world, with a speed of 73 miles an hour and height of just over 200 feet. So, I don't know about you, Jenny. I think Amazement Park is what they should have used now. Because they have like 6 200-foot roller coasters. 6 200-plus. Back in 96, 97, they only had one. Magnum XL 200, which, by the way, is... I have watched it get a little more bumpy over the years of me going. But, hey, it's still a gem. I still love it. Still have an awesome time on that ride. I really do. And to me, let me tell you something when I go to Cedar Point. I'm just there on those rides. Right now, as someone who's believing for their eyesight to be made manifest, I already feel like I'm like I'm a grown man, but you know, feel like a big kid in a candy store. You got all this great candy around you, thinking, what am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? That's me with those rides, with those big, huge roller coasters that they got. What am I going to ride first? Am I going to go on? Of course, so there are two rides that I will not ride first right off the bat because I like to warm up to them. One of them being the Millennium Force, the other being Top Thrill Dragster. Since those are the two best, I like to save them for at least the second or third ride so that I have something to build upon. So I might ride, for example, Iron Dragon or Corkscrew first, maybe Raptor. Kind of depends on how I'm feeling. Like, because sometimes I want to start out, what would have been called big 20 years ago, but now would be called kind of big. So yeah, I like to start big. But without it being the two biggest, fastest ones, you know? What's my first ride going to be? I don't know. But it'll be awesome. now that we've had all this discussion. As we always say on the show, we talk about faith, fun, sports. That fun thing can mean current events that I think are pretty cool, or it can mean like things I've been up to. And the reason I like to talk about the stuff like Cedar Point and that first, before I get into the Word of God, is to have an icebreaker. Kind of gets people hooked up, gets people connected. That's why I do it this way. Now, those of you who are listening, I'm just going to give you what the rest of my agenda is for this show tonight. And that is, we're going to read Joshua chapter 9 tonight. Then we're going to read Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12. After that, I will exhort for a few minutes. After that, we will have our sports update. Well, I will let you know what the Tigers did last night. And then I will let you know what I think the Lions will do in their first preseason game. As football starts for the Lions on Friday, and if the first football game of a new season is starting, figure I'm not doing you right by not taking at least a quick second to talk about it. Now, that'll be later on in the program. So, folks, want to encourage you to please share the show with other people. Please, 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 please. We believe in God for this audience to grow greatly. And one of the ways it'll do that is with your help, you telling people. And all right, I'll just see him. So I will explain how you can be a part of it. And I want you to tell people how they can be a part of the show. That's why I take a couple minutes out of every show and tell you guys about the website. You can tell other people how they can be a part of it. So what you do is you go to blogtalkradio.com. That's what you tell the people. Blogtalkradio.com. All one word. You will see a search bar once you get on the website. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Upfront Entertainment. All right. After you type that in, you will see a link. I want you to click on that link because that link is to our channel, which is called Living Large. And we have done, between me and, back when it was always me and Preacher Man, we've done about 190 episodes of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. And even though it's generally just me now who does it, it is amazing when we have Preacher Man come on to talk with us. It's always a great thing. I love having him on. He's an awesome guy. I love him. I greatly appreciate them. Now, when you get on the website, we have a follow button. We want you to hit that follow button, because what's going to happen is you're going to get notified when we're getting ready to do a show. So get notified. 6:30 p.m. Miracle Man's show is going to be on the air. Join us live. And then it'll say the phone number, as we have a phone number to call on as well, which I will get to in just about 1 minute. Now, you can get on the website easily, accessibly from either your smartphone, your computer, or your tablet. There is no Blog Talk Radio app, however, on your smartphone, so you'll have to get there via your browser. But it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or your smart device, every time, because you use your smartphone, your smart device, for other things: pay your bills, make phone calls, take care of other business, you know, email, check your email, all this other stuff, check the weather, play games. Along with other silly and necessary things. Why not use it for something that's going to change your life? This program. That's why I always say it is a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Because I mean it. So we invite you to come on. And you want to tell them what time. Generally, the show begins at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We will generally get done with the broadcast between about 7:45 and 7:55. So kind of a 10-minute window. Sometimes on Monday, if it's been a real busy weekend or something and I got a lot to talk about, can go like early, right up to 8 o'clock. But it all depends. So generally, you want the true window would be between about 7:45 and 8 that I'm finished. So, keep that in mind. I want to let you know something. I'm not a Bible-thumping bully. I'm just a man who fears God, loves God, and loves people. And I refuse to water down the Word of God. So, when I'm reading verses and I'm exhorting, I'm telling it like it is. God's saying something to me. I'm going to say what God says. Now, we have a phone number where you can call in and you can talk to me. We can talk about generally anything you want to talk about, whether it be sports, whether it be you want to talk to me about what your favorite amusement rides are. And guess what? I don't care whether it's the biggest roller coaster on earth or whether it's a kiddie ride. You're welcome to call in and talk to me about it, what your favorite rides are. We can talk about generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. You want to talk about politics? I'm going to tell you to pray over your leaders that have authority over you, and I'm also going to tell you to vote. By the way, I hope that those of you who live in Michigan, I hope that you voted yesterday. As I went out yesterday and voted prior to doing the show, and I want to encourage you that in November to please go vote, because all of Congress is up for re-election. Let's elect the right people to represent us. And in the states that are electing new governors, let the right governor get in. Because I know just on the I-75 path, Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Georgia, all electing new governors. Because in all four cases, the governor term limits, so those governors cannot run again. So it's important that you vote and you research the candidates first before November 6th, because summer is almost over in a few weeks. Labor Day will be here, and then September, October, November. And on the 6th, get out there and vote. As Christians, if this country is 86% Christian, we ought to be the loudest voice in this country. For all the Americans who were citizens of this country, if all the Christians who were adult Christians who were citizens of this country voted Christian, imagine what we could do in this country. Just imagine. Now, that's the last I'm going to say about politics. But if you want to talk about anything else, we have a number you can call in. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that phone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, please. And when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, please press 1. You can go ahead and press 1. My assistant, Jenny, sitting over here, she'll let me know that we got a caller calling in. And I'm going to let you on the air. We can talk. And I really do want to talk to you. Do you believe in for something? You want prayer? You want to let me know something? Thank me, criticize me? Whatever. Go ahead and call. And we will have an awesome show tonight. I can just tell it's going to be awesome. Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this show tonight. I thank you for these listeners that have made the choice, the right choice, to join this program, wherever they are, however they're accessing it. I thank you that these people are ready to be taught the indestructible, incorruptible, life-changing, uncompromised Word of God. I thank you that their minds are alert and their hearts are receptive tonight. And I thank you that these people will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. as Brother Osteen used to say, John Osteen used to say, there are liquid shirts. I thank you that we believe the Bible. No matter what the devil says, people say, or circumstances say. And Lord, thank you that if anyone does not know you, they are listening to this broadcast, that they will give their life to you right now, wherever they are. They'll ask you into their life so that they can be changed for you. Now, Lord, I confess tonight, I pray that you will use me tonight, that I will say what you would have me say, that you strengthen me. I give you permission, Lord, to interrupt me tonight. Just have your way. Do what you want to do through me tonight. You tell me to do something, I'll obey. Lord, I hereby confess over this show tonight. I plead the blood over this show, and I claim right now, finances come into the show. Increases in listenership come to the show. Partners and sponsors come to the show. New equipment comes into the show, and most importantly, souls come to the show. As salvation is the greatest miracle of all. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, our Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter 9. Joshua chapter 9. And while you're turning in your Bible, just want to encourage you. Don't be a spectator, be a participator. So when I open up my Bible to read, you go ahead and study with me. When I pray, you pray. If I sing, you sing. So whatever I do here, McDonald's, you do where you are. Amen. I have found my place where I want to be, and so I am going to begin reading, and you can just go ahead and catch up. But first, I'm going to let you know where else we're going to go. So we're going to go to Joshua chapter 9. Then after that, we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. And then we're going to go to the first two verses of Hebrews 12. So Joshua 9, Hebrews 11, first two verses of Hebrews 12. I'm going to begin in Joshua 9, verse 1. Now when all of the kings west of the Jordan heard about these things, those in the hill country, in the western foothills, and along the entire coast of the great sea, as far as Lebanon, the kings of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, and Jebusites, they came together to make war against Joshua and Israel. However, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. They went as a delegation, where donkeys were loaded with worn-out sacks and old wineskins, cracked and mended. The men put worn and patched sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. All of the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. Then they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and the men of Israel, "We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us." The men of Israel said to the Hivites, "But perhaps you live near us. How then can we make a treaty with you?" We'll just turn in the page. Verse 8. "We are your servants," they said to Joshua. But Joshua asked, "Who are you? And where do you come from?" They answered, "Your servants have come from very distant country because of the famine. Because of the fame of the Lord your God. For we have heard reports of him, all that he did in Egypt and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, Sihon king of Heshbon and Og king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth, and our elders and all of those living in our country said to us, 'Take provisions for your journey. Go and meet them and say to them, we are your servants. Make a treaty with us.' This bread of ours was warm at home on the day we left to come in. But now see how dry and moldy it is. And these wineskins that we filled with new, but see how cracked they are. And our clothes and sandals are worn out by a very long journey." The men of Israel sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord. Then Joshua made a treaty of peace with them to let them live. And the leaders of the assembly ratified it by oath. 3 days after they made the treaty with the Gibeonites, the Israelites heard that they were neighbors living near them. So the Israelites set out and on the third day came to their cities, Gibeon, Kephath, Begoth, and Kiriath-Jearim. But the Israelites did not attack them because the leaders of the assembly had sworn an oath to them by the Lord, that God, the God of Israel. The whole assembly grumbled against the leaders, but all the leaders answered, "We have given them our oath to the Lord, the God of Israel, and we cannot touch them now. This is what we will do to them. We will let them live so that wrath will not fall on us for breaking the oath we swore to them." They continued, "Let them live, but let them be woodcutters and water carriers for the entire community. So the leader's promise to them was kept. Then Joshua summoned the Gibeonites and said, "Why did you deceive us by saying, 'We live a long way from you,' while actually you live near us? You are now under a curse. You will never cease to serve as woodcutters and water carriers for the house of my God." They answered Joshua, "Your servants were clearly told how the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you the whole land and to wipe out all of its inhabitants from before you. So we feared for our lives because of you. And that is why we did this. We are now in your hands. Do to us whatever seems good and right to you." So Joshua saved them from the Israelites, and they did not kill them. That day he made the Gibeonites woodcutters and water carriers for the community and for the altar to the Lord at the place the Lord would choose. And that is what they are to this day. All right. Folks, we're going to go to Hebrews 11, but I'm going to read about the first half of the chapter. I'm going to read up to like verse 20. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, evidence of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith stand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who had pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. He made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, when Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him father because he was because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he is good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. I'm going to stop right there. I want to talk to you about something. Now, these Gibeonites we read about, they deceived Israel. They lied. They didn't tell the truth. Let me tell you what they did. They said, "We came from a very distant place because of the fame of our God." And they said, "Our provisions are dry, and our provisions are dry and moldy and worn out." Our shoes are totally worn out because of that long journey. But really, we're right next door to the Israelites. And you know what happened? They brought a curse on themselves. They brought a curse on themselves. God hates deception. Hates it. Dr. Barclay preached a sermon on 26 things that God hates. I was not in the service that sermon because I was helping my parents teach the 5, 6, and 7-year-olds, but my mom is going to get the recording and share it with me because I want to hear the 26 things. I'm sure deception is one of them. God hates deception. Let me tell you something. Do you believe in God for your miracle? You can't be a deceiver. By being a deceiver, you're sinning. And sin, you know what sin does? Postpones your miracle. You're postponing your miracle. And you know what you need to do if you're constantly deceiving others? You need to repent. You need to repent to those you're deceiving and to Jesus. Repent doesn't mean say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me," like what I might have thought maybe when I was a real little kid. Repent means turn the other way and stop doing it. And you need, if you're a deceiver, you need to stop being a deceiver and repent of it and get it right with God. Amen. Got to get it right with God. You really do. And that can totally blockade your miracle. It really can. Yeah. Let me give you some good news, though. I am living proof that Jesus is still a miracle worker, because I've had so many miracles in my life. I've been healed from seizures. I've been healed of cancer. I've had my kidneys healed. I've had my hands healed from warts. My part of my foot was ran over in my mom's van when I was 7. Was healed within a couple of days of it. Miraculously, the ear canal from my left ear was found in Tennessee when they were getting ready to do one of the surgeries. And part of one of the surgeries, they connected my left ear. And at that point, I had natural hearing, because before that, I used a halo to hear. And was healed of surgery. I had my immune system healed. When I was very, very little, my immune system was extremely weak. I was told that I'd get sick extremely easily, my mom told me. That when I was very, very, very young, like 1, 2, 3 years old, maybe 4, that my immune system was extremely weak. Could not fight things off well at all. Now, I rarely get sick. I rarely have stomach issues. I don't have migraines very often at all. He's done so many great miracles in my life. And even cognitively, I've done much better than what they ever said I would do. They said when I was like 18 months old or something that I was severely mentally retarded, whatever word they used for that, which obviously means I probably wouldn't have been able to read. Could forget about graduating high school, could totally forget about graduating with an associate's degree. But against all odds, I've done it. They said I wouldn't live to 12. And I've more than doubled that. Here I am, 29 years, still going strong. He's still the miracle worker. If from everything I've just told you in the last 2 or 3 minutes, you still think Jesus is not the, doesn't do miracles, someone's been giving you Kool-Aid or messing with your coffee, putting some things in your coffee, because I know. That Jesus is the miracle worker. I know he's going to finish the work he started. He's going to heal my eyes. He's going to heal my right ear. And make it and give me a brand new ear canal on that right side, a natural one, just like I have on my left. I'm going to have new eyes that can see. I just know for sure. Started a great work in me. He's not going to stop. Because he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter, the sun, the earth, Jupiter and Mars. How lovely and patient he must be. He's still working on me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this word tonight, for this time we've had tonight. I thank you that you bless these people who have chosen to listen. Thank you that if these people don't know you as their Lord and Savior, any of them who don't will give their life to you right now. I thank you, Lord, that we will get this word on the inside of us, that we won't be deceivers, nor will we believe deception. Being a deceiver blockades miracles, and we don't want that. I thank you, Lord God, that you gave me, that you just had me a couple of minutes there at the end and kind of testify, give kind of an update. And I thank you, Jesus, for these wonderful people. Thank you that you'll be with them, that you'll bless them, Lord. And I just thank you that they have learned something from this word tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Now, before I get into sports, let me just mention, get the McDonald's app, please. If you don't have the, if you have a smartphone and you don't have the McDonald's app, get the McDonald's app on there. There's a lot of great deals you could, that can be had. $1 McDouble that you can use every day now through September 30th. $1 any other sandwich. The only thing that excludes is signature crafted and double quarter pounders. Any of the other sandwiches you can use it on. And so that's a pretty cool thing. A really cool thing that you can do that. Of course, you can also, even without the app, you can always, you are always welcome to help yourself to any soft drink of your choice. Any size at McDonald's for just the low price of just $1. Also, the $1, $2, $3 menu, which does include the soft drinks, as well as McChickens for $4. For $2, you can get a bacon McDouble and a 2-piece buttermilk crispy tender. For $3, you can get yourself, I mean, for $2, you can also get yourself a sausage McGriddle. For $3, you can have a Happy Meal for your child, a triple cheeseburger, or a certain southern, a certain classic chicken sandwich that you can choose from. And those are the sandwiches you can choose from at McDonald's for just $1. And as always, ba-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. Now let's talk about sports. In baseball, the Detroit Tigers started off extremely rough. First, they scored 2 runs on the top of the first to make it 2-0. In the second, in the bottom of the first, however, they gave up 6 runs to make it 6-2. Later on, up until about the fifth inning, they kept putting runs on the board, and they got it to where it was 7-5. Then, however, familiar name, Justin Upton, came up to the plate, scored a 2-run homer off of us to make it 9-5. The final score ended up being 10-5. Tigers falling to the Athletics. For Detroit, that is 5 straight losses. They're playing tonight in Anaheim as well. Now, the Detroit Lions play their first preseason game on Friday evening. I believe it's a 9 o'clock or so start. You can listen to it on 93.3 FM here in this area. They're out in Oakland to play the Raiders. Stafford is back, looking to have a good season. Matt Patricia is the new coach. They're expecting great things, I'm sure. A regular season Lions prediction is forthcoming. I will not give it for, at the very least, 2 more weeks. Possibly 3 weeks before I give you my Lions prediction as far as what they will do in the regular season. I will, however...
Hello, I would like to talk about sports. Hello. Could you please teach me about sports, because I don't know anything. And so, you know, I know that you don't have a lot of time left on your show, but can you just tell me, like, people who know nothing about sports, what would you tell them? Or should we start with things like fairs and, you know, things like, you know, wrestling or driving cars? Should we do bumper cars? Like, if you don't know anything about sports, but you just want to be athletic, maybe you should just run or do bumper cars or go swimming. Like, talk to me about what I should do.
Maybe you could play bounce and catch with someone, like on a basketball court somewhere. Bounce catch.
Oh, do I do that?
Where you bounce the ball and someone's got to catch it.
Do you do that with your face or
hand? Well, with somebody right there on the basketball court.
Yeah, but do you catch the ball with your face and swallow it, or do you
No.
Use your hand?
You use your hand to catch the ball.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Is a fair an athletic event? Riding rides. Is that like athletic?
riding rides is not a sport by any means. Absolutely not. You're right. It is absolutely not. You could classify those drivers who race super fast in those cars and smash them. You could classify some of those as athletes.
Yeah, like the derby, the car derbies.
Yeah, the derby, like where they just smash and destroy those cars.
Okay. So what about people who have pie-eating contests? Is that a sport? Or donut-eating
Absolutely
contests?
Not.
Is
absolutely not,
sport?
Because you're stuffing your face.
How come you keep doing it? You keep doing it. I thought it must be a sport because you keep doing it.
Doing what?
You keep eating those donuts, smashing your face with those donuts. So I thought it must be a sport.
That's not a sport. It's called stuffing your face.
What about people who shop a lot? Is that a sport?
Absolutely not.
Oh, good. Good.
You're more of an athlete when you're actually running or something, swimming. Not. But shopping, the act of going in the store, shopping, pulling stuff off the shelf, trying it on, paying for it, leaving the store is not a sport.
Well, it's really hard.
Not exactly athletic. Oh, boy. All righty. That was a funny call. Now. Listen up, folks. Now, I was going to say, the Lions are playing the Los Angeles Raiders out there in California. First preseason game. Matt Patricia, they're predicting great things, but it's only the preseason. I still think the Lions, however, are going to find a way to win. Give me actually, they're still in Oakland right now. Give me the Lions over the Raiders 29-21. Once again, Lions 29, Raiders 21. And that is it for sports for tonight. Two things. One, enjoy a Coke, not a Dr. Pepper. Enjoy a Coke this weekend for me. Thing number two is that I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say we're going to live. I say that, Jesus, you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no drug driver, rapist, burglar, murderer, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease. None of this stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones, and we're going to live in great peace, joy, and prosperity, and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus, until I see all of you great listeners again, which will be on Monday. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. I sure love you. Now until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.